It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Happy mid-May, Larry.
Oh, yeah. Mid-May is when we have a lot of things happening. If I were to, about 2 weeks ago, if I were to predict what it'd be like in mid-May, I don't think I would have said the things that have been happening. It has been the first half of the month of May has been an amazing month. We got some really good rain on the first couple of days, but then it shut down, and we didn't get rain since. Now, I am speaking to you from Aiken County, and where I was yesterday, we had a really hard rain. However, there hasn't been much, and the temperature has been so warm. We had four straight days this week where the average high was 84 degrees. One of those days set a record. Another day tied a record. This is to be compared with the normal high at this time of 63. So, yes, considerably warmer than normal. And what it did, along with the no rain, it dried out a lot of things. And, of course, we're probably familiar with the fire situation that's going on now in northeast Minnesota. But in addition to that, it really brought out the leaves in the trees a lot faster than I thought it would be. Usually the greening that we see right now is the greening that we're going to see after the 20th. So it's speeded things up quite a bit. In addition to that, we've had this past week, we had a full moon, and with all the clear days, I'm sure you had a chance to have a clear night as well to see the full moon. We are now at 15 hours of daylight. The days continue to get longer, but an interesting thing happens. We slow down how fast the days get longer, and even though the solstice of summer solstice is more than a month away, and the summer solstice is the most hours of daylight that we have for the whole year, we never quite reach 16 hours. So we're now at 15 hours, and that 16 hours is a little bit out of reach. We reached about 15 hours and 52 minutes and in June, so that's over a month from now, but the days still continue to get longer, and many, many things are happening. I took a little trip this past week. I didn't go very far. I still consider it in the backyard, and I visited a number of parks. The idea was to see the spring wildflowers in a lot of parks. Now, I've talked before about how spring wildflowers in May are at a very crucial timing. They're absolutely beautiful, they're numerous, and they cover the forest floor. However, it doesn't last very long because that forest floor is a place that will get shaded very soon when all these leaves come out of the trees. So they are in a hurry. And though I recommend getting out to see the spring wildflowers, I recommend don't be in a hurry. The flowers themselves are in a hurry. And so I wandered around in a number of different parks, and I saw altogether more than 40 kinds of spring wildflowers. None of these were really non-expected. I expected pretty much all of these. The most numerous was the large trilliums, and you can still see many places where they're going. They're just amazing. We tend to think of, our other things in the Northland that we're famous for, but one of them should be the number of trilliums. They are just spectacular. TRI meaning three, and yes, they have three petals, they have three sepals, they have three leaves, and so the name trillium is pretty good. There are many kinds of trilliums. We have really only two in our area that show up in the springtime blooming. The big ones are the large flower trilliums. That's the one that was so numerous this week. There is a smaller, what I call a shy cousin, called the nodding trillium, and that one has the petals open under the leaves, and you could walk right by and not even see the three white petals. But anyway, they were there. There were violets. There were spring beauties. There were bloodroot. There were hepatica. And the list goes on and on and on. Bellwort and wild ginger and so forth. So like I said, over 40 kinds in bloom. I recommend get out and take a look. They're not going to last too much longer. Once they fade, their place is taken by a whole other group of spring wildflowers that can tolerate the shade much better. And I saw those starting up soon, too. When the flowers that are blooming on the forest floor are not the only flowers blooming. there are those in trees. We tend to call them blossoms. And they started up really well this week as well. The ones that are normal at this time are a trio of wild plum, Juneberry, and Pincherry. And yes, I saw all of them in bloom, but they were quickly added to. The trio quickly became more than that when we had elderberry, crab apples, apples, lilacs, chokecherry, and hawthorns also adding to it. These are all woody plants that have flowers, and they are all, except for perhaps some of the apples, they are all pretty much a small plants. So they're definitely in bloom, but there are also all these leaves coming out in the trees. Now, the leaves, when they first come out, are nice and soft and tender, and when they come out, they also have a hatching of caterpillars that are quick to feed on the nice, soft, tender new leaves. And so if they were left alone, the trees would get bare pretty fast. But along comes the insect-eating birds, and they have been showing up in great numbers. And yes, they save the day by eating these caterpillars, and therefore the trees won't lose their foliage. This week, I saw members of the migrants of thrushes, flycatchers, orioles, grosbeak sparrows, warblers, vireos, wrens, waxwing, and even hummingbirds. All of these have shown up. All of them will be eating insects, and there is a large variety of them. There's at least several kinds of thrushes. Flycatchers is about 8 kinds. Sparrows are about 10 kinds. Warblers, 2 dozen kinds. Vireos, about 5 or 6 kinds, on and on. So there's really a big variety out there. I recommend, if you're getting out at this time and taking a little walk, and I do recommend doing so, just take your time and have some binoculars with you. Now, they will be eventually, many of them will be settling down to raise a family here. The only babies I saw this week among the birds were Canada geese. I saw a nice family of those. But they're going to be more as we get further along. The frogs have been waking up as well. Earlier in the spring, we had the earliest ones, the chorus frogs, spring peepers, and wood frogs. They were followed by number 4 being the leopard frogs calling. And then this week, I heard both the gray tree frog and the American toad. Yeah, they are out calling at this time as well. Snakes and turtles have been active for quite some time. The turtles I've been seeing on land a couple of times, but I don't think they are nesting yet. Turtles climb up on land to lay their eggs, even though much of their life is spent in water. But they don't do that until usually June. Different kinds of butterflies are showing up. Really an interesting couple of butterflies. One of them very tiny, another one very large. The tiny one is the little spring azure. Blue on the top of the wings, white on the underside, and you don't have to go anywhere. You probably can see them right there in your yard. I was amazed at how common they are. And then the large one that I had been seeing is the tiger swallowtail. Tiger swallowtails, along with monarchs, are probably the largest butterflies that we're going to see. And though monarchs can come back by this time, they usually don't come back until about the 1st of June. So if you see large butterflies now, black and yellow, that is the tiger swallowtail. Dragonflies, damselflies showing up, and of course, anytime there is insects, there are spiders. The spider webs have been great this week. Now, part of that is because of another feature going on with the trees. The aspen and willow that made their catkins earlier in the season are now developing their seeds, and the seeds are attached to a fluffy material, say they can just drift in the wind. Well, that fluffy material drifts all over the place and is sometimes referred to as warm weather snow. Among other places that it gets caught are spider webs. And so in a lot of my walks this week, I've been able to see a lot of spider webs that I probably wouldn't have been seeing if it weren't for this fluffy material. So who knows what's next? According to the forecast, this heat is not going to continue. According to the forecast, this dryness may not continue. So who knows? When we speak next time, we may be seeing a lot more stuff. Get out and enjoy it. You know, the mosquitoes, the black flies, and the ticks are all out there too, but so what? Get out and enjoy it. It's worth it. So take care. Have a good one.
Thanks a bunch, Larry. That is Larry Weber. Larry is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.